welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we want to continue right on in the message I've entitled, The Seven Spirits of God. What have we done or established so far? Well, we've looked at some passages in the book of Revelation, and it says clearly, the seven lamps burning before the throne are the seven spirits of God. And also, we know in the fifth chapter of Revelation talks about Jesus as a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, which represents power, and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Eyes, of course, representing wisdom. And so what I'd like to do as we begin today's broadcast is read chapter 11 that talks about the seven spirits of God. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. This is now talking about Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And I have made recommendations or suggestions that the gifts of the Spirit that are initiated, motivated by the Spirit of God, given to His church, to every believer, to profit with all, that's what the spiritual gifts are, as you read Paul in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 12. So there's seven spirits. What are they? Well, let's look at verse 2 again. Spirit of the Lord, that's 1. The Spirit of wisdom, 2. The Spirit of understanding, 3. The Spirit of counsel, and 4. Spirit of might, 5. The Spirit of knowledge, 6. And of the fear of the Lord, 7. And so we see that's the sevenfold Spirit of God. And that anointing that was upon Jesus, it says in Colossians 1:19 that the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth bodily in him. And he had, remember, at the time of his baptism, the Holy Spirit came upon him, the bodily form, as a dove. And he had the Holy Spirit without measure, and he had the Holy Spirit in perfection. Those are various graces and gifts and operation of the Spirit of God. Now, the understanding and revelation God gave me is that the gifts of the Spirit outlined in the 12th chapter of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, is basically, it's a parallel to these seven spirits of God that are outlined in Isaiah chapter 11. And we do not have them in fullness or perfection, but each of us, as we work together as the body of Christ, flowing together in unity, in oneness of heart and spirit, we have portions at God's will and God's timing to share a bit of divine knowledge, something going to occur in the future that's a word of wisdom, or something that is impossible to know except by supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit. That's a word of knowledge. Or to discern whether something is really of God or it's false teaching. It's demonic. There is something of the devil in it. So it's very exciting when we see God has given us this manifestation of the Spirit to all of us to profit with all. Praise God. All right, now let's go on. The Spirit of the Lord. That's the third person of the Trinity in fullness. One translation says the Spirit of Yahweh. And obviously the Holy Spirit would be accurate and exact in his administration of his government and the exercise of power committed to him. Isaiah 9:6, that beautiful passage we read, especially at Christmas time, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever." Praise God. Does this depend on human agency? The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. End quote. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus had the fullness of the Spirit of the Lord in Revelation 3:7. And what's the purpose? To administer the things of the kingdom of God. In that chapter, Revelation 3, verse 7, "These things saith he that is holy, that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth." Now, the key of David, what's that all about? Well, there's a reference, that key of David, well, let me just say, that key of David, it references someone who has a power and authority. It's a steward of God's household and treasury. They were basically in the Old Testament, kings of Israel, they had a steward, and he was a controller, a high executive officer who kept keys of his master's possessions and dispensed them accordingly. Someone who had supervision of the royal chambers, and he also determined who was and who was not to be received into the king's service. Hallelujah. So there's the spirit of wisdom and understanding and knowledge, isn't it? I mean, I read that in verse 2 of chapter 11. And I would suggest to you that refers to the gifts of wisdom and knowledge and discerning of spirits. That's revelational knowledge. This is supernatural knowledge that is given by the Spirit of God. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, that's basically insight or discernment, if you will. It means, by definition, insight or discerning, and then knowledge. And then the next five are relating to various capacities or operations of the Holy Spirit. And as frequently happens many times, we see it in the written Word of God. We can see it in personal ministry. If someone's receiving a prophecy, for example, many times they're intertwined. So the spirit of counsel, what is that? That, by definition, counsel is advice given, especially as a result of consultation. Of course, and that's a dictionary definition. For us, it would be prayer. As a result of prayer, advice is given by the spirit of counsel. It's a plan of action or behavior. The purpose is to guard thoughts or intentions. Psalm 25 and 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." In other words, that spirit of counsel conveys the thoughts of the Lord. Now, you might say, well, how does that relate to the gifts of the Spirit? Well, if you were with me all week, you know I talked about the vocal gifts. Paul lists 9 gifts of the Spirit in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, and the vocal gifts are the gifts of tongues, diverse kinds of tongues. This is not the manifestation of tongues that are given to us as a believer. God, and generally these are used in corporate situations. Someone will give a message in tongues, all right? And then there has to be, according to Paul's teaching, an interpretation of tongues. If no one can do that, then everyone is to remain quiet. Or if you give a message in tongues and there is no interpretation, then you pray for the interpretation. And then there is the gift of prophecy. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Right? That's what Jesus says in Revelation. He's still speaking today. He's not confined his ministry to Old Testament or New Testament times in terms of just the end of the church. You know, we're the Acts of the Apostles are really the Acts of the Holy Spirit, and they're still going on today. They didn't stop with the death of the original disciples. Do they have a special place in God's kingdom and purpose? Absolutely. Amen. There's no question of that. But so the spirit of counsel, it's a way of giving advice, divine advice, revealing the heart and mind of God, the will of God. One translation says, the prudent ability to govern and discipline by use of reason. And then, what are the other gifts of the Spirit? Well, I shared about the power gifts of the Spirit, which are faith, healing, gifts of healing, and working of miracles. Well, that's the spirit of might, power, and strength. Let me read that again. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of knowledge. Those are the revelation gifts, and the spirit of counsel. That talks about the vocal gifts, the interpretation of tongues, diverse kinds of tongues, and prophecy. And we're going to get to the fear of the Lord, but the might refers to the power gifts, the faith, healing, and working of miracles. And I said, faith, we're all given a measure of faith, but faith, the gift of faith, and as I said, I have shared before when Brother Glass had a major heart attack in 1984 and was really close to death. They were trying to prevent that, and of course they did. But I know I gave God my husband, and I said, Lord, I just ask you to raise him up, but he is in your hands. I literally surrendered him as Abraham did to Isaac, and I operated in a supernatural realm of the gift of faith for at least a couple of weeks during that time. And so that is a special empowering of the Holy Spirit. Well, my time is gone, and tomorrow we're going to talk about that seventh spirit of the Lord, which is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And I hope you can join me. If not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I invite you to write. If you are going through a difficult time, or you say, Sister Judith, I don't know what gifts God has given me. Would you pray that God would reveal those? Please do that. The announcer will give our contact information. And of course, if you email, I will confirm receipt and pray for whatever your needs are. But in order to answer fully, I will use the postal service. So I invite you to include your mailing address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.